off on top. Here, Mishnah says, Uvakirin Marovas Droimis. This was the west south side of the Mizbeach, on the corner of the Mizbeach. Hoyushne Nekovim. So really, it was going on the bottom of the Mizbeach, was going on the Yisoid. On the Yisoid, the first Amad there, on the bottom of the Mizbeach, so on this west south side, Hoyushne Nekovim. There are like two holes over there. Kimin Shnei Chetomim, like two nodes, like two small holes, dark and very small holes. Shehadomim Hanitonim Ala Yisoid Marovi. The locher is the shirayim of the dam. He's supposed to spill on the yisoid of the mizbeach. So it used to spill it on the yisoid, and the dam used to drip down these holes to go downwards. So locher was that the shiri dam of the chates hapnim that they used to spill on the yisoid marovi on the west side. So on this nekev, on this hole that was towards the west of it, and on the yisoid drumi on the south side of it. That was the rest of the shirayim of other korbanos. That the shirayim of the dam was spilled on the side of the drami. Now, umisarvim ve'amo, and it will go down these holes. Umisarvim ve'am would mix in to the amo. That's the flow of water that went through the azara, and v'yoytzno nachol kidron. The water of this amo would go out to this nachol called kidron. Where there it's brought down that the balaginas, the gardeners, used to buy it off the gizbar to use it to fertilize their fields. So that's what used to happen with the Shiuri Hadam. It went down these two holes on the west-south side of the Mizbeach. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Lemato Veritzpa V'yaitzen HaKeren, on the bottom on the floor, it's not on the side itself, but next to the corner, also on this west-south side, V'yaitzen HaKeren, Mokum Hoyisham Amalama, on the floor there, there was a place in Amma by Amma, the Tavla Shoshayish. There was a piece of marble there, this size of Amma by Amma. The Tabas Hoysekvua board had a ring on top of it. Shebo Yordan Lashish. From there, like it was covering up, there was holes there that went down Lashish. It went all the way down. It went to the Chalal that was underneath the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. That's where the Domim used to go there. And the Menachemites used to clean it out there once in a while because the blood used to gel up there. In order to make the holes, the canal straight down, they used to clean it out. Now, the kevesh hoya l'droy mesha mizbeach. The kevesh, the whole plank going up the mizbeach, that was towards the south side of the mizbeach, the Durham side of the base of Midish. Now, the kevesh itself was shloishim mushtayim al-roichav shesh esri. It was 32 amas long, and it was wide 16 amas. Urevua hoysloi b'marovoi, on the west side of it, there was like a revua, some say there was a little square thing, like a little chalon, like a little window there, a little cabinet over there. Shesham hayu noistim psuli chatoi soif. When you had a chate soif that became posel, they used to put it over there in the meantime. They used to put the psuli chatoi over there, until it came lidei noiser, and then afterwards they take it out, lebeis asreifa. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Echod avnei hakevesh, v'yechod avnei hamizbeach. Here's the avonim that we use for the kevesh that going up the mizbeach. What else the avonim that we use to make the mizbeach itself with? So these things were mibikas beis kerem. They used to take these stones out of the place called bikas beis kerem. That was a place they used to get nice smooth stones there. V'choifrin lamata, they would dig down over there mehapsula from ground that was never used yet. Like a besula or the isha was never used yet, used to dig by ground that was never touched yet. Or mevia misham avarim shleimus. They bring from that ground there, from this bikas beis kerem, nice complete stones to use to make the mizbech and the kevesh. And also had to be stones for huna falei and barzel. No metal was used upon it. Sha barzel peisol benegia. Because if metal touches these stones, if possible, you can't use them, these stones, to make the mizbech or the kevesh. On the beginning of the whole dover, who would then just pick out like a little notch, a little hole in the stone, then it's possible, no matter what caused that notch, let it be wood or whatever it is, that also puzzles the stones. It have to be pure, and also that metal never touched it. Now, what's going to be nifkum achas me? Let's say one of the stones of the mizbeach gets a crack, gets a hole in it. So the locher is he psula. Only this one is psula, but the kulang sheris, all the other stones are takel kosher. Now, umalabnin ois, and they just took out that one stone in exchange and put another stone there instead. Now, umalabnin oison pamayim mishana. They used to like whiten the mizbeach twice a year. They used to put white lime around it. Yeah. Two times a year they used to clean up the mizbeach like a painter with white lime. Achas pesach, one right before Chag Pesach. Fiyachas pechag, once right before Sukkot. Fiyahechol, what about in the Hechol, the Beis Hamikdash itself in the Hechol? Pamachas pesach, once a year, used to paint it with white lime. Once a year they did the Hechol. That means the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, they painted once a year. Right before Pesach. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Kol Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, every Friday, Malavnin Oysim Amapa. Used to clean off the Mizbeach with a shmata light. Used to polish it up. If they had done them, because there's a lot of dam on the Mizbeach. So used to wipe off the blood once a week on every Friday. The Loyhoyu Sodin Oysom Bekofish Abazel. When they used to put this white line twice a year, they did not use a metal piece like to smear it on. Usually when you smear the lime, you use a metal piece to do it with. So on the Mizbeach, they didn't use metal. Why? Because again, Shema Yigav Yisra, maybe you come to touch the Mizbeach, and you possible the Mizbeach like we had before. Any stone that metal touched it is possible to be used for the Mizbeach. The Chlal is why? Sha'barzel nivolakatsu yom shaladim. Barzel metal like for knife or sword is made to kill people. Va'mizbeach nivolaruch yom shaladim. It's making the Mizbeach that's meant to have a kapor and have a long life because of that. So ain't it din, it's not a svar like shiunaf ha'makatsu alamaruch. It's not a sword to use this metal that's makatzer a person's life to put it on the mizbeach that's made lamarich to make the long life. Now Mishneh, the Mishneh, the taboyis hoyin litzvoinoi eshel mizbeach. There were taboyis rings on the north side of the mizbeach on the floor there. Now, how many rings were there? You used to have these rings. You used to put the head of the carbon in this ring to hold it down, b'shal shchita. So all the way down on the north side of the Mizbech, past the Mizbech, on the north side of the Azara, he had these 24 rings there. Now, shishishdom, there were 6 rows. Shal arbab, each row had 4 rings. V'yeshem, some say, arba, there were 4 rows. Shal sheshesh, each row had 6 rings there. Kitzah, there were 24 tabas, 24 rings there. Shalayim Shech the Mesakotchim. That's what we used to put the head of the korban in there to make it easy to make the shechita shouldn't move around too much. Then Beis HaMitpatchayim, the place where they did the actual shechita or cleaning out the behemis, Hoyu Letzvenish Mizbeach was also on this north side of the Mizbeach. The Yola, by this Beis HaMitpatchayim, there was Shemoina Amudim Nanosim, 8 small little poles, or Revian Shal Erez. There was a square piece of cedar wood on top of each one of them. And v'yunkoloyis shabaz loikvun them, he had metal hooks attached to each one of these pieces of wood. And ushloisha storm hoyu, l'chol echad v'yechad. Each piece of wood had 3 rows of these metal hooks. Shebhem tolim, on these hooks used to hang up the animal. The korbin, umav shitin, and they used to then skin the animal al shachonis shoshayish or shachonis made out of marble shebein hamudim. In between these pillows, these poles, there were tables there that the animal used to be like on that b'shash you were skinning it. Yeah, so they shouldn't drag along the ground. They used to put it on tables. I'm not sure if it used to be hanging and on the tables both together. They used to have it hanging on these hooks that the bottom of the animal should not touch the floor. He used to have a table right next to it. So the kitz was easy to work that way to skin the animal. Skin the carbon. Now Mishnah Dalet HaKiyur. That's the vessel where they made the kiddush, they washed the hands from. So HaKiyur Hoye Benulam L'Mizbeach. Where was it in the Beis HaMikdash? It was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. A little bit further up on top of the Mizbeach towards the Durham side. Or Moshe Kalpi Durham, a little bit towards the Durham, the south. It was more south than the Mizbeach was. That's where the Kiyur was. Now, Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, how much space was there between the end, between the Amarav side of the Mizbeach and the Ulam? It was Shtayim V'Yesam Amud, 22 Amis there. Now, what happened to these 22 Amis? There were 12 steps going up from the Yazoro, going up to the Ulam. Now, each step was Rum Mailo Chatsiyam. Each step went up an Amo, a Chatsiyamo. The Shulcha, then it went flat, straight. The width of it was an Amo. That's why these steps were different than the other steps. The other steps we had went up half an Amo, went in half an Amo. Here it went in a full Amo. Now, this happened Amo Amo. The first two steps were that way. It went up half an Amo, then it went in an Amo. Went up half an Amo, then went in an Amo. Then V'roivet Sholish. Then the third elevation, the third step, like also went up a Chatsiyama, but there it was wide, three Amos, space, a bigger space. Then again it went up V'yama Amo, it went up a Chatsiyama, then it was wide an Amo, again Chatsiyama up, then an Amo wide. Then V'roivet Sholish, again it happened. And then it was a wider space of three Amos. Now V'lyona, on the top three, how was that? Amo Amo, again the first two steps were half an Amo up and an Amo width. And then Barayva, the top one, was Arba, was four Amos wide. So it comes up like this, all these Amos wide, you're using up now 21 Amos. Because the first three were two Amos wide, and then three, that's five. So five times three is 15. And then this last one now is six. So that's how you have 21 Amos. And according to Tanakhama, even though there were 22 Amos there, his one Amo was empty. The first Amo from the Mizbeach, that was a flat. Then the next Amo already started the steps to go up. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Well, Yonah, the last platform on top of the step, was Amo, but for Ravid Chomish, the top one was five Amos wide. So according to him, all these steps took up the 22 Amos between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So these steps right now, these 12 steps, took up this place of these 22 Amos. Mishneh Zayin. Tischa Shel Ulam. Now the opening going into the Ulam, Gavoya Arboyim Amo. This is different than all other openings. So this was for a tall 40 Amos, the opening. The Roch B'Yeshem Amo was wide 20 Amos. Now the Chomesh Maltrois Shel Melas Hoyu Agabov. There were five like pieces of wood on top of this, on top of the Pesach, on top of the opening. There was five Maltrois, like for five of these Maltrois are pieces of wood that had pictures on it, made out of melas, that's good wood, called ash wood. And hatachtoina, the bottom one, oidef was on a Pesach Amo. The bottom one was only wide, let's say the Pesach was 20 Amos wide, so the bottom one was wide 22 Amos. Then it went one extra Amo on one side, and one extra Amo of Yamamizir. Shalomal menu, the next beam on top of that, was a death with Salir, Amamizev, Yamamizev, there was 24. Nintzit comes out that the fifth one, Yoyna, the fifth beam on top, was Shlesha Mama. Mashah sticked out five on each side, so together it was 30 Amos wide. Then the Nidbach Shalavonim Hoya Ben Kolachas Vyachas. In between one beam and another beam, there was a row of stones to divide up between the beams. So that's what it was on top of this Pesach Ulam, was a decoration like these five different beams there, each one 2 Amos wider than the other one. Mishneches. Now, a klun soy shel eres, they were like pieces of wood, of made out of a cedar wood, hoyekfuyim ni koistle shel hechol, the koistle shel ulam, like to give support to the ulam. Since the ulam was so tall, it was a tall wall, so to give it support, it shouldn't cave in, they used to have beams going straight across from the wall of the ulam to the inner wall of the koistle. In order that the wall should not move, shouldn't like fall cave in, since it's such a big, tall wall. Now, the Shalshel Shelzov, there were chains of gold, Hoyekfuyois, the Tikras Ulam. In the ceiling of the Ulam, there were golden chains there. Like it went down the middle of the Ulam, Shebhem, like it was Mamish chains coming down from the top on the roof, coming down into the Ulam. What do you have these golden chains there? Shebem Pirakuna, this young Kahanim, Wa'ilan Burain Esatoris, used to go, well, used to go up there, and used to see the Ataris, used to want to see the crowns or the beautiful that was inside the Hechel. The Shinema, the Pasuk says, or inside Ulam. Yeah. So like in the windows of the Hechel, used to want to see this. Shnemer the Pasuk says, V'yahatoris tiyo l'cheilem l'tuvyo v'lidayoyoy o'lechein ben tzfanyo l'zikorn v'echel Hashem. That used to be, these Atoris used to be nice pictures of crowns there. So the young Kohanim used to want to come up there to see it. So he used to like come down these chains to see them. Now, Geffen Shel Zov, there was like a vine made out of gold. It looked like a vine. Hoysa Medes HaPischa Shalech. We had before once that on the entrance into the Hechel, there's like a golden piece, looked like a vine. Mudla Al-Gabi Kunsas, it was folding over, hanging over, beams. Now, Kol Mishu Misnadev, whoever wanted to be Misnadev to the Beis Hamikdash, Olo, a golden leaf, or a gargar, or a golden grape-like, or Yeshkol, like a golden cluster, maybe they bring to the Beis Hamikdash, for Tehle Bo, they would hang it on this type of vine. Now, Omer Reb Lezer ben Reb Yitzchok, that my soy once happened, that they counted 300 kanim that needed to carry it out. That's how much gold there was. When you had the Gemara before, this says really this was a maisa guzma. It's a little exaggeration. And such a thing never really happened. They said they stored away so much gold there, they left out 300 kanim to come to empty it out.